Now on the phone line with us to take up the agricultural commodity markets for this Monday afternoon. It is the third day of February. Kurt Kimmel, he's at Bates Commodities in Normal. Good afternoon to you, Kurt. Tell me about the marketplace and how things are proceeding in Chicago for the day.
Well, we saw some strength come at us here. We basically was kind of sloppy overnight, but as we got going here this morning, we saw 113,000 ton corn sale to unknown, a 40,000 ton bean oil sale to unknown, a little bit of export business taking place. A lot of strength coming out of the meal pit. Continue to see the frigid temperatures across Midwest. Meal consumption remains high. Meal exports remain fairly strong, and that gave a market a little boost in the arm also. And export inspections for beans would, you know, fare 45 million bushels within trade expectations, not the upper end. They were looking for 40 to 65, came in 45. So overall, market was high enough to generate some technical buying interest in the marketplace that gave us momentum here just throughout the day here and finished on a fairly decent note. The key is trying to hold these gains as we go in tomorrow's trade, especially seeing the outside market reaction here this afternoon, which is not very positive at all, Todd.
How will that impact trade overnight, do you think, tonight and then into the day tomorrow?
Well, I think it's probably going to limit gains. Technically, the market, is moving up to some resistance levels, and, you know, unless we see some fundamental event to really support the ag sector in general by itself, it's what that's going to take to prop on up. But the well-advertised economic correction, for say, is starting to take hold. It was well-advertised that once the calendar turns 2014, once people start getting credit card bills from the holidays and start writing out higher health care insurance checks, that it's going to be awful tough to keep the positive attitude, not only here in the U.S., but worldwide, concerns in Asia, concerns in the southern hemisphere of these emerging markets and so forth. This probably going to put things on hold in through here until we see this outside market try to find some stability. Talk of moving out of the stock market into commodities, that might support the idea why grains were up in the stock market down, but we didn't actually see physical transfer of those dollars from the stock market into the grains, at least for right now, is mainly just all-out liquidation in the stock index market here as traders short of sidelines go to safe havens of the bonds and the metals.
News from South America suggests that they are started, and we know that this is the case, with the harvest of soybeans there, and that they're beginning to stack up a few vessels to get them loaded for the export market.
Yeah, if you want a copy of that picture, it's been floating around on the internet. It's quite impressive. I don't know if it's a real picture or not.
No, I saw it.
It was about 20 boats out there, just anchored all nicely spaced apart. But, we're off. Harvest has been gaining momentum. Depends, how fast we can load out of the southern hemisphere. There's been a couple ships already leave. It's been well anticipated. They're loading out beans. It's already been bought. And we'll see how that process goes, see if there's any type of delay as they navigate through that big volume of ships through there. Hopefully they won't run into each other and create some type of jam. But so far, yields started out strong. Then they were kind of disappointing. Now we're hearing better yields again. So the yield forecast is going to go up and down. There's some areas as much as 10 to 20% complete on harvest. The thing to watch, though, is these production numbers are going to remain somewhat large, and we'd have to see a drawdown of 5 to 10 million metric tons to really make that a market factor as we move down the road.
Yeah, I think that particular photo was released by a young fund manager who is on the wrong side of the market at the moment. He needs beans to go down.
Yeah, if anybody wants a copy of that photo, we'd be more than happy to include you in.
Oh, yeah. Hey, speaking of which, you're on Twitter, since that's where I saw it, and I'm sure that's where you saw it, too, probably. Or maybe it came in your email. What's your Twitter handle? It's at what?
C-Kimmel3. C-K-I-M-M-E-L-3. And actually, there is a good ag tweeter crowd there, and we are getting some good tweets out of the Southern Hemisphere and some good tweets from the cash guys, and it's a really a good tool to capture some instant news that's going across the newswire.
You know, it's kind of a fun tool to watch, and there's a, depending on who you watch and what information you're looking for, you can find some awfully good things. And lots of people are there talking about the commodity markets. Of course, you can follow us at Commodity Week. You can follow Dave at David A. Dickey. If you're following Twitter, I think it's a kind of a neat and unique social tool.
And you have to use caution, too, Tug, because there are, like you said, there are some people out there promoting things that aren't 100%. We try to sift through that a little bit, try to spit some of that out, try to give you some solid news on there.
What do you think of the, let's switch topics, get back to the marketplace. What do you think of the numbers came out for the cattle on Friday afternoon?
Well, as expected, you know, we got the lowest inventory since, what, 1951. Continue to look at tight numbers. Starting to see heifer placements inch up a little bit as guys remain optimistic long term. When you look at the big picture here, the concern is total domestic consumption of red meat per capita consumption continues to drop off the cliff in here. So we're kind of at the mercy of the export market. So we need to continue to monitor export markets, make sure these emerging markets, especially Asia, doesn't fall apart on us. They continue to buy U.S. beef. But overall, this beef complex is going to remain tight for some time. For those in the cattle complex that know the reproductive cycle, it takes a while to build up numbers.
And the rest of the livestock sector, I suppose we have to look kind of forward to this grain stocks report due out in March. Do you suppose there are enough animals out there to continue to eat at the pace? The grain stocks showed us that was the case from December 1.
Well, yeah, we feel the livestock guys is going to hoard some grain in through here. These guys' hands on the grain is going to keep a hold of it for a while. They, with the high prices for now, they're feeding to heavier weights. And, you know, true feed usage is going to inch up. I don't know if we're going to meet the total expectations just due to the fact that feed usage has become a miscellaneous category.
Right.
Big crop years, you got big usage, small crop years, you got small usage there.
All right. Hey, thanks so much.
Hey, take care, Todd.
You too. Kurt Kimmel is with Bates Commodities out of Normal, Illinois.